Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we spoke about the inyan of shiur mitzvah lo mashina, and we saw the klal that you should not wait. You should do the mitzvahs as soon as you get the opportunity, even though later you're going to be able to do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. And we also spoke about shchita ksheira bizar. We saw the sheet of the ritva that ideally it should be done by a kohen, but if there's no kohen around, then do with a zar. And we saw not to push it off. That's why Shmuel told Eli, don't try to get a kohen. You can do it now with anybody, do it with anybody, because shiur mitzvah lo mashinan. However, it would appear that there are instances where you do wait with the mitzvah. For example, if you have an esra kosher that's not mehudr, and you know you're going to get a mehudr after later on, then, b'chai gavin, in such an instance, you should wait and do it later, behidr, and not do the mitzvah immediately. Let's see. It says in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Tov Chavov, Sith Beis, that you're not allowed to make the bracha on the areach. You shouldn't make the bracha on the areach on the moon until Motzei Shabbos, when you smell good and you have clean clothing. And the Beis Yosef also brings this in the name of Trumas Hadeshen. The Darkei Moshe, he writes that the Maharil wouldn't be Makadesh on Motzei Shabbos of Chazon Yeshaya, because it's not a happy time. He'd wait till Motzei Shabbos Nachamu, because you're Makadesh Mitoch Simcha. And also you wait till Motzei Yom Kippur, because then it's Besimcha. So you do push off Kiddush Levana in order to do it more besimcha. But the question is, what about the Magen Avraham we saw, that you shouldn't be masha any mitzvah? You should do every mitzvah the second you have the opportunity, it seems, to the Magen Avraham, and don't wait with it. That was what we saw in the previous shiur. And if the Magen Avraham says that if you normally put on talis then tefillin, but if you don't have your talis around, then put your tefillin on immediately, kashir mitzvah lo mashinan. And also the brother, if the oldest brother is overseas, then we tell the younger brother to do yivlum, even though it's a mitzvah to do it, deal it with the older brother, because of shiur mitzvah lo mashinan. But here we see that by kiddush levana we are masha the mitzvah. We do wait to do it later on min hamuvchar. So we have to understand why that is. So the Gra explains that the reason is, I'll quote the lashon of the Gra, and the Vedafka im midamrinam perik dalad yivamis tala b'kadin o b'gadol v'amrinam shem b'gemar my time shiur mitzvah l'mashinan Vedafka b'gadol shef shalod v'adidei dichui aval imenu medina sayam amtinim alav. So the Chora, what is the Gra trying to say? Don't compare birchas halavana to the case of yivam, that shiur mitzvah l'mashinan. Because by Birkas HaLevana, since the Yavim is Dinas Hayam, there's a long wait, and your Choshish, maybe it's going to be Nidcha Legamrei the mitzvah. So don't wait, just do it now. But when it comes to Kiddush Levana, there you're not worried that it's going to be completely pushed off. And so says the Yavits in the Moruk Tziyah and Simon Chavhei, that the Chayshinan, the Misa, v'lol zman mu'ot. If it's man meruv, it's a lot of time, a long time. We're choshish for Misa, and therefore we don't push off Yibum until the brother comes from Medina Sayam. But now zman mu'ot. It's man mu'ot, we're not worried, and therefore you can push off Kiddush Levana, and we're not worried you're going to miss out on Kiddush Levana. And therefore, you should do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. The only problem is that even though the Gra and the Moruk Tziyah both say that sometimes you do push off the mitzvah, if you're not choshish lemisa, if it's not zman meruba, but the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. The Magen Avraham says, not only do you not push off yibum, but you also talis and tefillin, even though that could be a zman muat, you still don't do it ba'ofen shamalim ba'kodesh. If all you have is the tefillin, you just start with the tefillin and you skip the talis. You know, the Yavid said at the end that Koshken delek alamecha shalkalav with the shevilo talis. So he says, just wait for the talis. Magen Avraham says, no, it's not like that. He says that lo mashinan, even talis and tefillin, even zman muat. So if that's the case, why do you wait with Berachas Levana until Motzei Shabbos to do it more min hamuvchar? And the Bach already brings from various poskim, Simetov Chavav, You should do it right away after 3 days. But we saw other opinions that you wait till Matzah Shabbos. So we'd like to understand the Magen Avraham, that despite the fact that we see that the Shulchan Aruch says that you make the you should push off the bracha and the yareach, you are mashe mitzvahs. You do wait with mitzvahs to do it more min hamufchar, and the Magen Avraham says you don't. So how are we going to understand the Magen Avraham? So the Sefer Avraham Mitzvah Samach Gimel wants to be machalik. He says as follows: there's certain mitzvahs that is mitzvah the gavra, and there's certain mitzvahs that are mitzvah the chepta. There's a hiddur and the gavra, or hiddur and the chepta. In the case of yibum, there's no hiddur b'kiyum mitzvah sayibum. Mitzvah yibum is miskayim, the gufa mitzvah, no matter whether the younger brother does it, the older brother does it, it's just the kiyum and the gavra, that it's a tosefes milah in the gavra when the older brother does it. So too, mitzvah b'koim lishchodes ha-karban. It's not a hiddur in the gufa karban when it's shechted by a kohen. There's a maila mitzvah of the kohen, that the kohen should do it and not the zar. Just like there's a maila that the a higher level gavra should do the yibum, the bechor, and not the younger brothers. So that's a din in the gavra. There we don't push it off, even lizman muat. Because of that mufchar of the gavra, also the vicious talis and tefillin, there's no tosefes mile in the gufa mitzvah by doing talis and then tefillin, by being mala b'kodesh and not yoreit, but rather it's a mile in the adam ha'oseh. The person doing it should be mala, but if he can't, if you don't, he doesn't have his talis, then start right away with the tefillin. Ma'ashen kein birchas halavana. There, the mitzvah is amiras birchas hashevach al yidei adam, and the gufa mitzvah is amiras habracha, and the mile of the amiras on Motzei Shabbos. This is a hiddur in the gufa mitzvah that he's wearing nice clothing and he's besimcha. So that's a hiddur in the ofen kiyum mitzvah. And the hiddur becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. When the mitzvah is done in a mehudu take away, then the hiddur becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah, as is discussed a lot in the Chanukah sugyas of lighting the mahadrin when there are more candles. It's a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. And we can also say that when there's a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah, you should wait and not do it immediately, but do it at the proper time. When it comes to yibum, it's not that it's a greater kiyum in the yibum when it's done by the oldest brother. It's a din in the gavra that it's better we give the mitzvah to the oldest brother, that he has first rights to the mitzvah, and it should ideally be done by him. He gets this maila. He is the maila of being the oldest, so he gets the maila of the yibum. But it's not a maila in the mitzvah, it's a maila in the gavra. But here, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, doing it on Motzei Shabbos b'simcha, is a hiddur in the gufa mitzvah. When he's wearing nice clothing, it's a hiddur in the gufa mitzvah. And therefore we can say the same thing about the esrig. If you have a non-mahudridikin esrig, a mahudridikin esrig, you should wait. Because the hiddur, it's beautifying the mitzvah itself. It's not just the din in the gavra, obviously, having a more beautiful esrig. It's the din in the chetza, the mitzvah. So if the chetza, the mitzvah, is going to be more beautiful, then wait. So we have a lot more to continue in this sugya, and there's a lot to discuss, to argue, but Alas, we are going to conclude now and give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochah to continue. Lilmodu lelamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei samut harasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.